Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Crypto Market Rundown, where we talk about everything that's happening in the great world of cryptocurrency, from the fundamentals in the news to the technicals on the charts. We spend the time doing hours of research so that you all don't have to. And what another amazing week for the crypto markets. When we're looking at what's happened here, you know, me and Tivo were just riff-raffing about MicroStrategy and how crazy that thing has been lately. Bitcoin continues to hit new all-time highs as it is pressing up above $94,500. Adoption is happening everywhere. Trump media is in talks to buy the backed crypto exchange and so much more. So we're excited to dive into everything that's happening here because, again, as we enter into the final month of this year, as we kind of move towards 2025, the one thing that it seems like everyone is in agreement on is that crypto is looking great. And it looks like we're just going to continue going up and to the right. And it's really only a matter of time, I think, before we break $100,000. And with some of the stuff that we've talked about with adoption and a strategic Bitcoin reserve, you know, I've gotten to chat with some of the biggest names in the TradFi space over the last 2 weeks or so, like WisdomTree, Galaxy, Bitwise, players like that, you know, these billion or $100 billion asset managers. And they seem to believe that $100,000 Bitcoin is rather on the cheap side. And they're looking at it saying, you know, we could like realistically see a multi-$100,000 Bitcoin. One of them, I think it was WisdomTree, said, you know, if we get a strategic Bitcoin reserve, according to the adoption plan that has been kind of put out there, which is we would get, I think it would be 100 or 200 and something thousand Bitcoin every year for the next 4 or 5 years. And that would equate to around 1 million Bitcoin just inside the US government. He's like, if we get that plan, we could have $1 million Bitcoin by the end of that 5 year period. And you know, you have Van Eck, which has also come out and said, hey, we can see a $1 million Bitcoin or $3 million Bitcoin, I think it was, by the year 2050. And basically, it just looks like the kind of time horizon for this is just accelerating. And people are, you know, stuff's happening sooner and faster. And the markets really are moving here, Tivo. So I want to hand it over to you. You know, my fellow compadre on these market rundowns, but I know you're really involved in the social media space and those analytics, which we'll talk about here in just a second. But have you been feeling the winds of this market?
Yeah, obviously there's a ton of excitement around Bitcoin and just the positive news flow with regulation and kind of moving forward into the new administration, which obviously doesn't start until Inauguration Day later in January of 25. But the I will say, as I don't even want to call it euphoric, as the timeline has been, it's been very excited. But there's a ton of people out there that, you know, I guess aren't, I guess, really that happy with their altcoins and Ethereum's performance. And I think there's a couple coins that we're going to show you, especially in the meme world. And I got some stats around that, around the Google Trend Data as well. That was pretty surprising that I saw. But yeah, it's definitely all, I guess, majority is positive. But, you know, people that kind of go for that traditional market cycle of Bitcoin moves, Ethereum moves, altcoin moves, meme coin moves, it seems like, and we've been talking about this for a while over the last year, really, is that it hasn't been that traditional trickle down. You know, which everybody loves to have that chart and just tell you how it's going to go. And, you know, when everybody's on one side of the boat, as we say, it's you know, maybe that's not how it's going to play out. But even my own cousin, Will, texted me last night and was like, I'm very disappointed with Ethereum's performance. So, yeah, I think there's greener pastures for altcoins on the horizon. We had Matt Hogan on Monday. It's going to be a great interview that's going to be going out in the next couple weeks here on our Crypto 101 podcast channel, interview channel on YouTube, and then obviously the you know, on Apple and Spotify and all that. And he agrees that, you know, altcoins are primed with new regulation, and even said, I believe I quote, Ethereum will see its day. And obviously never personal financial advice from any of us, just guys talking crypto. But there's tons of good stuff to dive into, too. And I know you got some charts for us today.
Yeah. I mean, we have seen a lot of people talking about the altcoin space. And that was one of the cool things with our conversation with Matt Hogan, who's the CIO of Bitwise. They're a Bitcoin ETF provider and a pretty big name. And we asked him that very question because we said, hey, a lot of people are frustrated about their altcoin positions. You know, why is it that Bitcoin is outperforming altcoins? And really, is that something to be concerned about? And his answer to us was, you know, no, it's not. You know, this is actually really, really normal in the crypto cycles. Bitcoin moves first, altcoins move later. And the one thing that he was able to confidently say to us is that, you know, he believes that Ethereum will have its day. He thinks that Ethereum will eventually come back here. It'll regain some dominance. It'll do well. And, you know, he certainly doesn't think that it's going anywhere. And I kind of agree with him, because if you think that just about how much infrastructure is built on Ethereum, again, I'm not saying it's going to be the best performing crypto. I'm not going to say it's going to be the fastest moving, the safest investment, not any of that. But I think about thinking about whether Ethereum will just disappear. You know, it's a rather hard thought to swallow just because of how much infrastructure is built there. You know, you look at DeFi and RWAs and tokenization and, you know, so many other different verticals and altcoins being built on top of Ethereum. And so a lot of people are looking at that. And the one reminder that I want to give everyone is that, you know, we are seeing a lot of positive price action. And, you know, as we'll look at in the charts in just a second here, it's not even like a true altcoin season yet. And everything that we've seen so far, I really do believe that this is all just the precursor, the pre-run to get us warmed up for what's to come here. And I think that there's a decent amount of evidence kind of pointing towards that. So if we just kind of look over at the charts, and, you know, a quick reminder for everyone is that if you're watching this back, you can see all this on YouTube. So check us out on YouTube. It's the Crypto 101 podcast on YouTube. And we have all sorts of tutorials and market updates and podcasts like we've been chatting about. And it's a really cool place for everyone to get plugged in. But if we throw up the charts here and we take a look at what's actually happening with Bitcoin, I mean, we're pushing up to $94,500. This marks a new all-time high. It puts Bitcoin back in price discovery mode, which means that if we zoom out here, there are no technical levels of resistance above where the current price is, because we have no price history, no trading history anywhere over here. And it allows Bitcoin to move in a more volatile fashion to the upside, which anyone who owns Bitcoin is going to be excited about. And you can see just how close Bitcoin is to this 100K mark. In fact, we're closer to hitting 100K than we are our previous all-time high down here. I mean, we're only just about $5,000 away from $100,000 Bitcoin, and we're, you know, 20 plus thousand, almost 20, yeah, about 20K away from our previous all-time high. And so Bitcoin's moving, but, you know, it's not alone here. And I want to talk about some altcoins, Tivo, but one of the things that me and you were going back and forth about before we started here was just what MicroStrategy was doing. And, you know, when we look at just the unleveraged normal version of MicroStrategy, just printing new all-time highs. And, you know, same with Coinbase, which has been doing great. But when you look at MicroStrategy over here, just crushing it. And then they have this leveraged ETF version of MicroStrategy called MSTU. And this is where it really, really starts to get crazy. Because if you go back since November 4th, so towards the start of this month to where we're currently at, MicroStrategy is this MSTU ETF, which is a MicroStrategy doubler. This thing is up 320% since November 4th. And only in crypto is this possible. And, you know, we can go ahead and look at a handle or a handful of altcoins as well. But, you know, Tivo, I know that this is something that you've been a part of. It's crazy to see the ride and what Michael Saylor has been doing here.
Yeah, Michael Saylor's on one hell of a run, and he's definitely been making the rounds, doing all the interviews. And I mean, for all the people that are saying meme coins aren't running, I mean, you have to start looking at MSTR. I don't know if it's disrespectful to call it a meme stock because it's just the strategy of it, but I think you could even say MSTU with that 2x leverage.
It's crazy. Is
quite the meme stock, because at the end of the day, MSTR is I mean, this is from Saylor's own words, is that MSTR is what, 1.5 to 2x Bitcoin. So then that means the MSTU is 3 to 4x Bitcoin. And, you know, we've seen the MSTU, me and you have talked every day. It's like, holy crap, 20%, 20%, 20%. I mean, it's just printing coupons. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's been doing his rounds, and I guess I'll just insert the clip here and then we can wrap it up. But, you know, you got to appreciate the vision of Michael Saylor. If there's people that aren't educated on his strategy, you know, you definitely, you know, obviously never personal financial advice for anything we talk about here, but you don't just want to go dive in to MicroStrategy or dive in, especially with the leverage. Brendan is always teaching us about how to use leverage in the right way and understand what you're doing, because it is extremely volatile and you can get, you know, caught in a big downdraft and it can really hurt you. So don't just pile into these things, but there's so much media out there for Saylor strategy. And I knew about it, and I've always had like a little bit of MSTR just to, you know, kind of play the space a little differently. But I think the MSTU thing kind of got me to look into some of his teachings of what his strategy is. Now, dude, I'm fully in the MSTR rabbit hole. It's unbelievable. So he went on most recently. There was a Patrick Bet David podcast this week. I think it dropped on Monday. So here's just a clip of Saylor talking to PBD about you know, his futures price prediction for Bitcoin and MicroStrategy.
What's MicroStrategy worth today? What's the number? 74 billion? Whatever the number was, right? Can you look up MicroStrategy market cap? I'm just curious. Okay, $73 billion today. If you're saying 0.1% today, it's going to go to 7%. That's 700x, right? So if it's 90,000 today, if I do 13 million divided by 90,000, you're expecting to 144x MicroStrategy in 21 years. If I do 144 times 73 billion, you're estimating to be a $10.5 trillion company in 21 years. Is that correct? Give or take.
Yeah, I guess with that math, yeah. Bitcoin goes from 90,000 to 13 million. So multiply 13 divided by 90,000, it gets you to a big number.
We're talking big numbers here, Brendan.
We're talking really big numbers. And I think previously, if you would have told me that, I would have said, listen, you know, TiVo, I'm optimistic too. I think crypto is going to do great things. I think we might get to those numbers eventually. But I would have said it's probably a little bit bold.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Now looking at this in hindsight, this is something that we talked about last week, but if we do get a strategic Bitcoin reserve, we get better, clear regulation here in the States. We continue to expand crypto adoption. And if all that happens, then what we see is the supply of Bitcoin drastically drop. And we see demand significantly increase. If the US does this, then that would also mean that, you know, BRICS, who's been talking about doing this, China, Russia, all those countries that are inside of BRICS, they would also be adopting most likely a Bitcoin strategic reserve of some sort. And they've already talked about this. They've already chatted about this. They talked about it before the United States even brought up its idea of a strategic Bitcoin reserve. So if the United States does it, they have a million Bitcoin. Let's say BRICS tries to match them around a million Bitcoin, give or take. Let's say that every... And then what that would do is start a domino effect, essentially a chain reaction of other countries around the world saying, oh, well, if BRICS in the United States has this as a reserve asset, well, then we need to have a little bit. Maybe not as much, right? You know, maybe it's 100,000 Bitcoin. You know, maybe it's something else. But then you have like the United Kingdom and Germany and Japan and France and, you know, just Canada, all the countries all over the world who would also have to do something similar where they have some Bitcoin on file. And then that would create it as like a global reserve currency at that point. And then companies, institutions would then have to bring Bitcoin onto their balance sheet for risk mitigation and exposure. And then what you do is you just have this domino effect where everyone is needing to accumulate Bitcoin, but the supply is drastically dropping. And so if the supply gets significantly reduced and demand increases, that enables the price to do things that weren't previously possible. So when we look at the current supply of Bitcoin, or maybe an old supply of Bitcoin of how much is circulating out there, we'd say, okay, that's a little bit bold. But what if we cut the supply in half? What if we cut the supply by 70%? Well, then price appreciation is able to be twice as volatile because the supply is so significantly reduced. And then we have some of these upside numbers that are all of a sudden becoming possible. And I think with MicroStrategy saying, you know, $13 million Bitcoin, again, you know, that's a pretty big number. It's a bold statement, I will say that. But, you know, I think that when we're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars per Bitcoin, potentially even a million, 2 million on Bitcoin, you know, that suddenly becomes a much more achievable feat if supply gets diminished in the way that it very well could be. So it's something to pay attention to, and we're talking big numbers here, TiVo, and I think that as we move forward, the direction kind of, as we continue to head out into this bull season, we're going to continue to talk about big numbers, and I think the numbers are going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and a lot of those bears or pessimists who didn't think that this was possible in the past, I think that they are going to return over here and be shocked at what's possible, and I know that we've had a couple resident bears and haters.
You could see it. You could see it on my face. Where is inverted investing? Where is he? We want him back. We need him.
We want him on our team.
We want him on the team with open invitation, inverted investing. But like, you know, bears make a market, and he would write paragraphs just bashing us. And, you know, I think he was calling for the 42K Bitcoin before, you know, maybe a reversal upwards, but we're not really close to that. Again, who's to say? Maybe he could still be right. But yeah, inverted investing, if you're out there, man, we miss you. We miss you in the comments, and we miss you being a part of this team, and we want you to be a bull with us. But yeah, I mean, those big numbers are coming, you know, back to, you know, obviously March was an exciting time, but if you go back just this year in review, we were just begging for the ETFs to get approved, and we got that, and then we kind of, you know, make our run into the 70s for new all-time highs, and then obviously that huge range that brought us back down into the 50s, and just, you know, 100K, it was a double, you know, for most of the year. And just like, oh man, that would be wild. And now here we are at 94, like literally knocking on the door, like it's Halloween for some trick or treating. And it's like, it's interesting to kind of be sitting here in the 90s digesting it all and just being like, wow, like we really are right there. And then, I don't know. I just don't feel the euphoria yet. Maybe I'm wrong. I'd love your opinion on it. I just don't feel it yet. You know, I feel like people, like the sentiment of the last time that Bitcoin was at all-time highs back in the last bull run, and then the downfall, and how every celebrity and every sports figure was pitching you FTX, and then the massive crash and absolutely people buying in at 50 and 60 and then going down into the teens, it's like people get burned like that and they're just like, I'm not touching that again. And so everybody's keeping tabs. People know what's going on now. I'll agree with that. I've gotten a couple, you know, messages for sure. It's not like I haven't gotten any, but I just don't think the average person is jumping in head over feet yet, because they just remember getting burned and they don't want to do it. And BlackRock's leading the way, and the institutions are leading the way. And like we show with the ETF flows, they're leading the way. And I just don't think the average person's here yet. I think they're coming. And I think that 100, you know, the 100,000 mark, you know, when people see that number, I think that's when the, you know, the FOMO really kicks in if we start marching north of 100K.
Yeah, no, I agree. And one of the things that we said earlier is that the true altcoin season doesn't even look like it's started yet. And I wanted to just share a little bit of evidence to kind of physically show what I mean by that. So if we go and we look at Bitcoin dominance, which I think is one of the biggest determining factors in an altcoin season, and Bitcoin dominance has been climbing for a long, long time now, right? We look at this, Bitcoin dominance has been trending upwards. And even if we zoom in on the current day, it's still consolidating right at its cycle high. I mean, this is the highest point that we've seen Bitcoin dominance since around March of 2021, almost February of 2021. And when we want to look at Bitcoin dominance really, really pulling back, I'm talking like tanking through the 200-day moving average, all that. That is when we get the euphoric phase that you're talking about, TiVo, where it, you know, it just feels different, and prices are doing insane rips. You know, when we talk about MicroStrategy doing 20%+ a day, the crypto market across the board can do 20%+ a day. And it's during this kind of phase where Bitcoin dominance collapses and altcoins go bananas. And, you know, this is what it looks like. So I'm going to zoom out a little bit over here, and we're going to go, and like this is what that drop looks like. We can see from the 2021 bull market, Bitcoin dominance had been climbing, and then woo, right off a cliff. And it dropped from like 70% all the way down to around 39%. And even if we go back to the 2017 bull market over here, well, we can see that this thing had a really, really steep drop as well, where it just went off a cliff from 60%+ all the way down below 40%. And, you know, now we're in this same range. Again, we went all the way up to around 60-something percent. Then we fell down to around 40%. Then we rose back up to around 60-something percent, 70%, and then we fell all the way back down to 40% dominance. And, you know, now we have dominance climbing back up. It's back in the 60s. It's already passed over 61%. And, you know, now we could very easily see this kind of cycle rinse and repeat. And that's where the true euphoric phase starts. That's where altcoins go crazy and sentiment changes. And we'll probably see that after Bitcoin gets over 100K. But I mean, man, things are looking optimistic. And, you know, even as we record this, Bitcoin is pushing up into 95K, which is higher than where we started this episode at already. And the cool thing here is that Bitcoin isn't alone. You know, we've seen a handful of altcoins. I want to give some shout outs here, but Solana broke its cycle high and moved up to $248, which is right below its previous all-time high. This thing has moved more than $100 to the upside since the start of this month. And some other big ones that have been winning here have been like Sui, for example. We look at this thing, going parabolic, hitting new all-time highs. We look at Mantra, again, parabolic here in recent days, shooting up to just record levels. We can look at things like Radium, going crazy to the upside, appreciating in value. I think since the start of October, this thing has been able to move almost 300%. You know, in recent days, we can look at XRP or XLM, or, you know, people have been looking at HBAR, or, you know, what's another one? Cardano and Dogecoin. And I mean, like, look at all these charts. It's just one after another. We're rapid firing them right now for the sake of time. But there's so many charts that have just gone parabolic where they're doing 100, 200, 300, 400%. All since, you know, the last month or so, you know, some within really the last couple of weeks. And we're not even in this true altcoin season yet. We're in a really good time for crypto, but it just, according to Bitcoin dominance, we're just not in even a true altcoin season yet. And we're already seeing gains like this.
Yeah, and I think we mentioned it last week, but it's like Dogecoin was the best performing asset since the election, which is insane to think about. But hey, congrats to the Dogecoin holders, and even our friends over at XRP, Brendan. I can't not mention them because they're hounding me. They're hounding me on Twitter. They're hounding us in the comments. What's that?
I said rightfully so. Yeah. And I should be the one getting hounded because if anything, I gave XRP some crap. I said, listen, if you look at it historically, which is true, if we look at it historically, it just was not performing. I mean, look at it. It moved sideways for years.
No doubt.
And I was saying,
no doubt.
Yeah, it did, but it broke out. And
we faced the music on this show. I know. As a former Barstool employee, you got to face the music. And I got some comments on YouTube looking for, banging the drums for XRP. And but I agree. I mean, if you look over the long term, it's like, what, dead money for how long was that? 2 years?
I mean, multiple years since basically for 2 years, just dead.
And actually, I think there's a fair comment. I think Cardano falls under it as well that, as much as it's about the tech and the team and the market caps and the trading and the charts, there's storylines. And that kind of falls into the meme category too, right? Doge, the OG meme coin. I see the one on Peanut, the squirrel that got murdered in cold blood by the New York authorities.
Yeah, yeah.
The new one I'm seeing right now is Chill Guy. I don't know if you've seen Chill Guy, but it's the TikTok.
I am a chill guy. What do you
mean? Yeah, I'm a chill guy too. And now that's got a market cap of off of a TikTok, whatever. Yeah. So the story is themes, and I think the theme for Cardano and XRP is some of their leadership is starting to talk about how they have meetings scheduled with President Trump. And so there's your narrative rocket fuel to launch these coins up. And, who's to say that it's not a positive bump? Obviously, you want to be sitting down with the president. I know Coinbase's Brian Armstrong has a meeting with him this upcoming Monday. So, you can't blame people for buying into those pumps with that news. It's just, be careful of what might come out of that. They could get some awesome partnership and it, continues to rocket up, or nothing comes about it and you could end up right back down because it's just a narrative play. But, I just thought that was an interesting point of, to mention, why I think, at least why I think some of these things are rocketing. And it's the narrative around their leadership team starting to get meetings with President Trump.
Yeah. No, and it makes sense. And we really do want everyone to be successful. We want everyone to make money. And, we're willing to admit and say, hey, we were nervous about it, right? We were questioning it, but hey, it broke out. It did great. And that's awesome. And we don't hold a grudge. It's not a personal vendetta against a project if we say that. We were just saying, hey, historically, it hasn't been the best performing crypto. And now all of a sudden it's exploding. There's a lot of attention. There's a lot of news. It looks like the SEC cases are going to get dropped and all this other good stuff. So we wish the best for XRP. And if you made money in this, congratulations. Like, let us know. Like, let us know the gains that you made. We love to hear about it. And we want everyone to be as successful as possible. So we love all crypto projects. We've said this before. We want all of them to succeed. We want all of them to thrive. And, really nothing's exempt from that list. So we love to see it. And, I think another big catalyst here that has been helping the crypto market really move upwards, TiVo, is the IBIT options. And, me and you are always joking and we're always talking leverage and options and all this stuff. We love the crypto markets. We love trading them. And one of the cool additions that we've seen here in recent days is the addition of options on the Bitcoin ETFs. So this year, we saw the launch of the Bitcoin ETFs, and you couldn't trade options on them until yesterday. And yesterday, BlackRock's IBIT ETF was approved and began trading options. And I went and I checked first thing in the morning at market open, and sure enough, IBIT had options available, and it looks like the rest of these ETFs are going to get them in the not-so-distant future as well, which is a cool thing. And I think what this does is this adds a lot more capital and interest to the space. And it allows us to expand, again, to people who might not have been interested previously. There's a lot of people out there who say, hey, I'm not like a spot holder. I might not be an ETF guy, but if you can trade options on it, again, that opens the pool to so many more potential investors. And it's one of those things that I think is just pushing us higher and higher and higher. And it's quite the exciting addition for traders pretty much around the world.
Yeah, more leverage, more more fun, some people like to say.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when the price is going up. Again, obviously, just be careful and educate yourself on how to do that type of stuff. I know, Brendan, you know, you're a big leverage guy and you have a training course. Maybe some people might be interested in that or some other awesome offerings. So check the links below if you want to get more educated on that. I have something to bring up, and it kind of tied into the last topic of the coins that are flying high. But I'm going to share my screen here. And this was kind of shocking to me, but I guess not when everything's rocketing. Meme coins. Google Trend data is showing that meme coins, the search for meme coins, is hitting an all-time high. The projected line is already, I mean, the real line's already at an all-time high compared to, I guess we hit it back in March. And this goes on to that narrative that we were saying is, you know, it hasn't been that traditional trickle down to Ethereum to, you know, large cap alts down to meme coins. It's like meme coins are here. And I know, you know, Bryce has talked about it a lot, how he's had to change his thinking and, you know, these market caps are getting crazy. But like, I mean, look at that trajectory for the meme coin search results. And then I like to stand up and say that I was a big Google Trends guy. If we just go to the last year, I think we're hitting that top line, because I remember we were doing this back in March, and there was a good discussion about how, you know, some people thought like, oh, well, it's a good thing to look at, but it's definitely not relevant anymore because everybody knows what Bitcoin is. And so they're not going to be searching for what Bitcoin is. And I took the opposite side of that. I was like, this is, I think, just as important as it always was, because even if you know what Bitcoin is, you're going to Google what is Bitcoin's price, and that will add into the Google Trend data as well. And sure enough, we didn't, which is interesting because we hit all-time highs in March and then obviously had a sell-off in the range, but we did not hit that 100 mark this year. And then, you know, we looked last week and it did show that it was trajectorying up to 100, and sure enough, we kissed it. So, you know, just something to keep in your research toolbox, right? To you know, check all the boxes, try to get as much information as you can, and then, you know, searching new things like meme coins. Who would have thought meme coins was at an absolute all-time high as well?
Yeah, I mean, meme coins really have been going crazy, and you know, like you said, Bryce and myself, we've both kind of had to change our stance on them. And before, we were very big, like, fundamental guys. I mean, you have to remember, at the end of the day, we're analysts, right? We like to deep dive into data and analytics and earnings and revenues and users and activity and all this stuff that we, like, traditionally see as valuable. And I think with meme coins, it might not have a lot of that, but what it really does have is this fun factor, this community, this ability to make a lot of money in a short period of time. And it's just enjoyable, right? You know, we talked about chill guy. It's just a fun thing. It's like, oh, you go around saying you're a chill guy, you make all these chill guy memes, and it's kind of just a fun thing for people to interact with and also potentially make money on it. And people see that as valuable. And so, you know, meme coins have been exploding, especially on the Solana ecosystem. When you look at like what Pump.Fund is doing and how they're flowing through a lot of that through Radium, there's been a huge value play there. And Solana just continues to see a lot of activity from it all. So, yeah, I mean, the crypto market's movement, I think you do have to pay attention to the trends. And again, we're not against anything. We see meme coins doing well. We're traders at the end of the day. We're investors. We want to make money. If there's money to be made in meme coins, we want to go over and make money there. If there's money to be made in traditional stuff, we want to go there. If there's money to be made in the Solana ecosystem or the Ethereum ecosystem or, you know, fill in the blank, XRP, we want to go there because at the end of the day, we're traders and investors and we want to make money wherever that might be. And we're not willing to hold a grudge on something. And I think that that's an important lesson for a lot of investors, for a lot of traders, is don't hold a grudge against some of these projects or ecosystems. And, you know, sometimes you just have to admit that you were wrong and go with the flow. We have a really popular saying over here that the trend is your friend, and you never really want to fight the trend. You know, ultimately, it's much easier, especially in the crypto market. We know how volatile the trend can be sometimes, but it's not something that you really want to fight. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity kind of going forward here. And
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, as we look at the future, crypto continues to look bright. And we talked about MicroStrategy a little bit earlier, but you know, when we look at just the traditional side of things, crypto-related stocks, and Tivo, I think you've seen this, they've just been going insane. You know, you look at some of the stuff that MicroStrategy has done and Coinbase has done, and you know, Mara or Marathon has seen a little bit of volatility here, but crypto-related stocks are going crazy.
Let's not forget Hood. Let's not forget our number one horse, my number one horse from back in February was that clip. I went back and looked at it the other week. We had Robinhood Crypto, the GM, Johan Kerbot, I believe is his name, back in February of this year, or maybe end of January, and it just boggled my mind. I was like, I don't think this stock is priced in for a crypto run, and then sure enough, it kind of has really taken off over this year, but it's now in the news. People mention Coinbase, Robinhood, you know, all the miners, and so it's definitely found its way there. And having a great year as well.
Yeah, they have. And we're seeing a lot of these companies just continue to buy more and more Bitcoin. Again, we talked about supply and demand and how companies have already started doing this. You know, MicroStrategy just bought another $4.6 billion worth of Bitcoin. And, you know, now they're looking to raise another $1.75 billion to buy even more after this. And this comes right after they just bought $4.6 billion. So, I mean, I think that this ended up being, I think, just around 52,000 Bitcoin, something like 51,780 Bitcoin that came out to that $4.6 billion valuation. And this boosted their total holdings to over 331,000 Bitcoin inside of their holdings or inside of their reserve. And, you know, this was all happening while Bitcoin was at 92K. Now we're pushing 95K, and they continue to be profitable. And I know that Marathon is trying to raise more capital to buy more Bitcoin as well. That's been in the news. And we're just continuing to see a shift in that direction. And when we look at the Bitcoin ETF flows being so high, which we've looked at for the past couple of weeks, again, more and more Bitcoin is being removed from the supply. Demand is increasing, prices are rising, and that's kind of just the natural process that I see us continuing to head into over the next year or so. So, you know, we're going to have dips here and there, but I think that they resolve even higher. And, you know, in big news, Tivo, you know, I'll hand it off to you for this one because you kind of put me on it, but Trump media looking at doubling down on the crypto space.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just mentioned it a couple minutes ago, but the most interesting thing is that Trump is sitting down with Brian Armstrong on Coinbase, and we promptly tweeted out that we just really aren't bullish enough. But this news came out kind of in tandem the same day that there were reports that DJT, so for those who don't know, DJT is the Trump Media Corp. It's basically the stock or the company behind Truth Social. So obviously think about what you want from that company. I know as a I mean, it was basically a meme stock through the election season. And as a company, I think the only asset, don't quote me on this because I haven't dived into their earnings report at all, but I believe the only asset is Truth Social. And as a company, it's, you know, it's losing money, you know, every month or every year, definitely every quarter for their earnings. But with that said, because of his following and support, like, this meme stock for President Trump has a huge market cap. So when you have that type of investing, you know, they kind of were looking at it like, well, why don't we use this money to go buy something real? And it looks like that they are going to try and buy the trading platform Bakkt, B-A-K-K-T. Now, Brendan, have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Okay.
So let me give some backstory here. For anybody who is an OG of the crypto space, you know what Bakkt is. Like, I think it was like 2017, 2018. Bakkt was this huge, huge deal. Like, this was going to be the thing to send Bitcoin through its all-time highs at the time, to rally it in, to bring in institutional adoption. Like, this was so hyped up a couple cycles ago. And then it kind of just like came out and flopped, and it didn't do nearly as well as people expected it to do. But this was a really, really big deal back in the day. You know, fast forward to the current moment, we have the ETF adoption and all these other things that are much, much bigger. But now they're looking at this, and, you know, it's ironic that they're looking at Bakkt and they're saying, hey, you know, we want to, you know, buy this thing. We want to adopt this thing. And, you know, this is a trading platform. This is a crypto trading platform. You know, I don't know if it's under Trump Media or whatever, but they built a project that I think is a fork of Aave. They're very clearly plugged into the crypto space. Now they're meeting with Brian Armstrong, who's the CEO of Coinbase. They seem to really be doubling down on this. So if they've already built a crypto project that's on Ethereum and they're meeting with the CEO of Coinbase and they're trying to buy a crypto platform, again, they are doubling down on crypto. They seem like they are, you know, they're not, I can't imagine a world where they buy a crypto exchange, launch a project, and are meeting with the leaders of the space saying that they want the future of crypto to be here. And I can't imagine a world where they're not going to do everything in their power to make crypto succeed and thrive, because now they have their reputation and their money tied to something like this. So I just can't see a world where they're like, you know what, screw it all, we don't care about the crypto industry. No. I see them taking kind of the opposite approach, which is doing everything that they can to bolster this thing because it's mutually beneficial. And also, a lot of their supporters are a fan of this. I mean, this is a huge campaign point. So I think that they want to stay in good light with a lot of them. And yeah, I mean, again, I'm just so optimistic on, you know, what the next several years hold. And I'm having a hard time containing it, but...
Well. The next several years start with day one.
On day one, I will fire Gary Gensler. Whoa.
I love that quote.
The best part about that is when everyone just erupts and he's like, whoa, like I didn't think he was that hated. And I find it hilarious. But yeah, man, it all starts with day one, and it's gonna be exciting. And you know, I think we have a funny note to end off on. If we throw it up on the screen here, but it's coming from Tom Dunleavy. He's a guy, he's a friend who we've talked to before. We've had him on some of our shows and some of the podcasts and other stuff. And he's a great, super, super great analyst in the crypto space if you want to check him out. But he put out this tweet saying, iBit, which is BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF, the largest Bitcoin ETF from the largest asset manager on the planet. And he said, iBit is still blocked by a top five brokerage platform in the U.S., in quotations, Merrill Lynch. This is unreal and unacceptable. And he goes on to show the message. Maybe we can click on that like image and bring it up. But this is hilarious. You look at Merrill Lynch, and they're just doubling down. They don't care. The fact that they have it blocked is crazy to me. And I think at this point, they're just salty about the success. And what I said to you, TiVo, is that if you look at Merrill Lynch's stock price since Bitcoin has bottomed, is it a coincidence that their stock price has gone off a cliff and unable to recover ever since Bitcoin recovered?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm stretching my luck a little bit too far here. I think it's probably likely, but you just never know. I'll flash a picture up of this, of Merrill Lynch here, and we can kind of take a look at it. But Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's throw this on the screen so everyone can kind of see what I'm talking about here.
And I think Vanguard as well still doesn't offer that as well.
So we saw Bitcoin bottom out, you know, 2023, 2024, great year for crypto. But, you know, here's Merrill Lynch. They fell off a cliff. IFB or IPB. So this is their trust certificates and all that. And anyway, this is just a product from them. You know, this is really all a joke. This is not like serious. But when we look at what's happening over here and we look at the crypto space, I think that a lot of these projects and a lot of these companies that don't side with crypto, we're going to just continue to see them probably be salty, number one, but probably just not perform as well as the ones that do. When you look at Bitcoin and its ETF, I mean, it's one of the most successful, if not the most successful ETF in history. And you better bet that BlackRock and these companies are making so much money off of those transactions and those fees and those custodial fees. And that's something that the competitors like Vanguard and Merrill Lynch are just missing out on. They're missing out on a big portion of that. And we'll see. I think it's just one of those pivotal times, kind of like the internet, where a lot of stores adopted and they got websites and they adopted the internet era. And I think that we're moving into a crypto era of finance, and the companies that adopt and get with it are going to benefit, and the ones that don't and want to stay in the old ways, they're just going to probably lose market share.
Yeah, I got a point to add. And this comes from, again, you know, your expertise as the analyst and the trader, and I'm the media guy. I'm telling you, I have Fox Business and CNBC and, you know, those shows on the background all day just because I like a little background noise while I work. But I listen, I pay attention. I think that's really helped me with the hood calls and Coinbase and MSTR and all that, and just kind of just slowly educating yourself along the way. But there's definitely been, especially going back to when, you know, people that listen to the show a lot might remember that I started, I think it was like 30, 40 days before the FTX collapse. So I started here producing the pods and getting really, you know, full time into crypto, and then the FTX happened, and there's an arrogance from traditional TradFi or TradFi media even of just, you know, this crypto stuff is not real, is not to be taken seriously. And they, I think, you know, to be honest, they, especially after the FTX thing and Tom Brady's telling you to put your money, it's where he puts his money, and then it goes to zero and these poor people lose all their money and Tom Brady's out on a yacht still. It's like, I get it. I totally do get it why they have that, you know, the arrogance, I guess, over the last couple of years, but it's starting to wear off maybe. Like you can't ignore it, and you can't ignore it. And to the point that you can't ignore it, my last and final point is breaking news to show you back to our MicroStrategy conversation. You can't ignore it for this fact. This has just dropped today, like 2 minutes ago, Brendan. MicroStrategy is currently the most traded stock today in the United States, more than Tesla, which is always up there, and more than Nvidia, which obviously is up there. But I think what's even more surprising, if this lasts throughout the day, Nvidia's earnings is today. So all the swaps and the options that are going on in Nvidia right now on an earnings day, and MicroStrategy is taking the cake as the most traded stock in the United States stock market today. I think that's fascinating. And just little cherry on top of why you can't ignore it. It can't be ignored anymore.
I agree. Can't be ignored anymore. You know, this stuff is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And, you know, we expect volatility to continue increasing and stick around for a bit. And we got a lot more to go and certainly a bright future. And that's what we believe over here. So, TiVo, I think that's a good spot to wrap us up. We've been going here for a little bit. And we try to, again, go through all the news, all the technicals, all the data for everyone and condense this into under an hour so that no matter where you are or who you are or what kind of work you do, you can have a single place for all of your crypto news to stay up to date on everything that's happening. So if you like the content here, again, check out some of our other channels. You know, we're live on Instagram and X and YouTube and everything else. But check out our YouTube and some of our other stuff as well. You know, we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Audible, and you can listen to some of our podcasts there. Or if you want to like watch on the screen, you can always head over to our YouTube channel, which is the Crypto 101 Podcast on YouTube. Check us out. We got all sorts of tutorials and market updates and podcasts and tons of great stuff that you can watch of course, all for free. And of course, if you want to get plugged into a great crypto community, we got Crypt Nation. We got some other stuff that we'll have in the links in the description down below this YouTube video for those of you that are tuning in over here. And that's just another way to continue, you know, staying up to date on everything that's happening in crypto, perhaps in a little bit more detail. So thanks for watching, everyone. And we're going to see all of you at the same time, same place next week.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.